ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن ساداتنا أصحاب رسول الله أجمعين وعن التابعين بهم إحسان وعن الأئمة المجتهدين الماضين وعن العلماء المتقين وعن الأولياء الصالحين وعن مشايخنا في الطريقة النقشبندية العليا قدس الله تعالى أرواحهم الزكية ونور الله تعالى أضرحتهم المباركة وأعاد الله تعالى علينا من بركاتهم وفيضاتهم دائما والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الفاتحة. نهدي ثواب ما قرأنا ونسر ما تلونا وعلى القبول منا إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه الكرام وإلى أرواح إخواني الأنبياء والمرسلين قدما للتابعين وإلى أرواح الأئمة الأربعة وإلى أرواح مشايخنا الطريقة النقشبندية العلية خاصة إلى روح إمام الطريقة وعبد القريب الدين نقشبند محمد ويسير البخاري وحضرة سيدنا سيدنا سلطان أولياء سيدنا الشيخ عبد الله الفائز الدار الثانية سيدنا الشيخ محمد ناظر العقام وعبد الخالق والدوان وعلي ختم خاشقنا وسائر ساداتنا وسديتنا وعلى ارواح ابائنا وامهاتنا واجدادنا وجداتنا وابنائنا وبناتنا واخواننا واخواتنا وعماتنا واخواننا وخالاتنا والى اهل العمى وبيتنا والى المظلومين السادات والشرفاء والغزاة والحجاج والمعتمرين في برك وبحرك وجودك من امة محمد وعامتنا اجمعين لهم منا ولنا معهم بالفاتحة. سبحان ربي العلي الأعلى الوهاب.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار يا كريم يا ستار يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتخرقنا من بعد تخرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اهدنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا صاحب الزمان سيدنا المهدي عليه السلام سيدنا عيسى عليه السلام واجعلنا من جنودهم يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. The head of every sofra, as Maulana Sheikh Nazim Muhammad Nazim al-Hattani, may Allah bless him, and the Sheikh Nazim al-Fa'idah Dawsani, said that the head of every sofra or every meeting is to remember that, as Allah said in the Quran, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey Prophet alayhi abdul salam wa salam, and obey those who are on authority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us, we are human beings, He created us and wanted us to worship Him and wanted us to be for Him. When you own something, you don't like to share it with anyone, you know? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants His servant, and He doesn't want him to be for anyone else except to Him. That's why He put on Him servanthood, ubudiyyah,
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept ownership for anyone else. Ownership for him. Malikul Mulk. He is the owner of everything that he created. He doesn't like anyone to be except for him. And that's why he ordered us to remember him. الذاكرين الله والذاكرات. Those who remember Allah from men or women, from male or female. Those who go to Hajj, Allah ordered them when they come from Arafah towards Muzdalifah and Mina and then to Mecca to remember Allah more than remembering their parents. And to mention his name more than to mention the name of their parents. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
When you finish your duty or worshipness in Arafah and you are coming down to Muzdalifah and Mina and then to Mecca, you call upon your Lord more than you call upon your parents. Because children always, they don't have anyone except their parents to run here. Children, they look after their father or their mother.
You are looking after, running after the father and mother?
Huh? When you were a child, anything you want, when you are young, very young, because you are not mature, you have no mind. What you do, you see your father, your mother are the best example for you. If you need anything, you run to them. We are, even with our status that we are mature now, we are immature, we are handicapped. In ibadah, we are handicapped. So Allah is telling us, I know you are immature. You are handicapped. So you call on your parents too much when you were young, so when you are handicapped, still you are calling on your parents, no, call on me. Because you call on me, then you find dunya and akhirah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةً. You will ask for dunya, hasana, reward, and for akhirah, I will give you. But when you call upon only dunya, you don't call on me, you are not going to find the akhirah. You might find the dunya because I am merciful to everyone in dunya. I give everyone from my rahmah. I don't differentiate between this or that. All human beings are my servant. I own them. And not only owning us, he is braiding us.
What?
Bribing? Anytime? Send Sayyidina Azrael, bring them. Angels of death. Bring them back.
What you were, you want to run?
Show me one person, run away. You are going to run? Where? Yuba City? Fresno? San Francisco? On the moon? Nowhere.
He will bring you at any moment. When He wants you, He will bring you. He gives you time. Why He gives us time? To trade. Trade. Make trading, business. He said, you want paradise? Okay, this is the price for paradise. 5 pillars of Islam. You want them? You do them, you enter paradise. That's a trade. Allah knows we are weak. He wants to give us a chance. Okay, pray for 5 prayers. Make salah, make zakah, make hajj, say shahada, and fast, you go paradise. That is the normal level. After college, after high school, what you get? College. You want college? Okay, everyone is a college student. You want a B, what's that? It's a master degree? No. That needs needs work. You want master? You don't want that. You want master? You want to be a graduate student from a university with master degree? Okay, no problem. But now you have to get an A. You have to study for it. Means you have to raise your level up to maqamul iman. You raise yourself to maqamul iman means you are believing in me, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His angels, His books, His prophets, the last day, wa bil qadr, and the destiny. Believe, not only praying as a custom habit, no, you have to believe.
There are many people praying on a custom, it's like a habit.
You want? I raise me. When you believe in me, you believe in my prophets. When you mention me, you mention him. You cannot come to me without Muhammad. You say, La ilaha illallah, you go out. You are out of paradise. You want to enter paradise? Muhammad Rasulullah. What is the key? Means once you say, La ilaha illallah, you have part of the key. But the combination, but it doesn't work. You need the pin number. You have to ask pin number. Tell the Wahhabi. I have to enter to the pin number. Muhammad Then you enter. When you enter, then now you believe in me, you believe in my Prophet. You believe in all my books. Means why Allah included all the books? Why Allah included all the prophets? Why He didn't say you believe in Muhammad, you don't need to believe in Isa and Musa? Means to tell us that they are prophets and you have to respect whom believe in them. Because there are people believing in Isa and believing in Musa. Means don't disrespect these people, although they might be wrong in the way that today, but you have to respect and build bridges with them in order that you can achieve a guidance for them that they might be guided to Islam. And you have to believe in the destiny, means you have to submit to my will. Whatever happening is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You surrender.
Don't be agitated. Agitated. Don't be like a fish out of the water, always complaining.
Submit. Ya Allah, what do you want to get?
What do you want to reach?
Nothing.
You are going to live either 1 year in this dunya, or 1 day in this dunya, or 100 years. Both of them equal when you die. That child who died one day reached a level of death that is the utmost maximum. And that one who lived 100 years reached that utmost where he, everyone is going to that mountain. There is nothing else. When you reach that mountain, finish. Might be you reach it in 1 day, Allah calls you in 1 day, or in 1 hour, or Allah calls you in 100 years.
You are leaving everything and going. So why you complain?
If we are really Muslim, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put his hands in his faith. His iman, that everything we hope that we can surrender, submit to Allah's will. And in the last day, means we have to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call us all. So if we were children and we died in 1 day, no sin. More chance for us to be saved. If you are living 100 years, okay, no problem. Allah gave it to you, alhamdulillah. But you are going to be questioned what you have done in these 100 years. So you did your five obligations, your five pillars, okay, go first level. Normal level. General paradise. You get their masters through iman, Allahu Akbar. You go to a higher paradise. Now if you want better than these two, and you want to get your PhD, go to Maqam al-Ihsan. It's not cheap. Maqam al-Ihsan needs you to pass from master degree with A plus to take you in PhD program. So to go into a PhD program, not everyone going to go into PhD. Very few. And in that PhD program you might stay 10 years. To get it finally. And that PhD, if you get it, means you are being acknowledged that you have passed all your education and now to your real life of laboratory experimentation.
Subhanallah.
Like a doctor, he study all his years, or a lawyer or engineer, study on paper, then they give them, they put them in where? Residency or in a laboratory. Now show me what you know. As soon as the doctor enters that laboratory, what you call it, residency, he finds himself, oh, what's this? I didn't study that. Completely different. What he has studied when he goes to residency, real life. So this is apply also for maqam al-ihsan. Through books and reading, it's a theory. That's why I say always to myself,